The Iowa audit looked at six state agencies that were put into charter status for about 5 years. Warren Jenkins is the chief deputy state auditor in Iowa. He says the initiative saved some money for part of the period, but the experiment fell short of achieving promised goals and has not been reauthorized. Jenkins says putting the Iowa DNR into charter status did not seem necessary.
When they did accomplish something, in many cases, they could have done it without being designated a charter agency. It was something they could have done before, and it was something that other agencies who had not been designated charter agencies could also accomplish.
Overall, Jenkins says there was no way to assess if the targets of the charter program were being achieved, and there were problems with the bonuses that were given out to some workers. The concerns in Iowa aren't stopping Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce from endorsing Governor Walker's proposal. WMC spokesman Scott Manley says Wisconsin isn't Iowa.
And I don't believe that this proposal is ultimately going to be a direct reflection of what they've done in that state. So I don't think that there's probably too many conclusions that we can draw from the Iowa experience at this point.
Manley says it'd be perfectly fine for Governor Walker to issue his proposal as an executive order. Manley contends the DNR board shouldn't get involved in a DNR management issue. And he says while state lawmakers may be curious about what Walker wants, the DNR is part of the executive branch of state government. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.